In a remote Colombian village called Macondo, Jose Arcadio Buendia and his wife Ursula establish a settlement after fleeing their hometown due to a murder and subsequent haunting. This founding moment launches an extraordinary family saga spanning 100 years, where the fantastical and mundane intertwine seamlessly. Young Aureliano touches a block of ice brought by gypsies and declares it boiling, a paradoxical observation that sets the tone for a story where opposites constantly merge. Jose Arcadio dreams of creating a utopia where no one will die. Yet, from its inception, Macondo contains the seeds of its own destruction. The family's isolation, so remote that gypsies found it only by following birdsong, establishes the theme of solitude that will define generations to come. The Buendia family history unfolds through a confusing repetition of names. Jose Arcadio and Aureliano appear in each generation, creating a cyclical pattern where descendants inherit not just names, but personality traits and destinies. Ursula, living well beyond 100 years, observes this pattern. Jose Arcadio's are impulsive and physically powerful, while Aureliano's are withdrawn and analytical. This repetition suggests time is circular rather than linear, with characters unconsciously reliving their ancestors' experiences. The family's incestuous tendencies, beginning with the marriage of cousins Ursula and Jose Arcadio, hang over them like a curse. Ursula lives in perpetual fear of breeding a child with a pig's tail, the rumored consequence of incest. Colonel Aureliano Buendia evolves from sensitive metalsmith to hardened revolutionary, launching 32 failed armed uprisings. Despite surviving 14 assassination attempts, 73 ambushes, and a firing squad, his military career proves ultimately futile. After his wife's death, he withdraws emotionally, maintaining 10 feet of empty space around himself, the physical manifestation of his isolation. The once idealistic revolutionary gradually mirrors his conservative opponents, as his friend Colonel Girinaldo observes, "Out of so much hatred for the military, out of fighting them so much and thinking about them so much, you've ended up as bad as they are." 100 Years of Solitude portrays solitude as a fundamental condition of human existence, not merely isolation. Each character experiences their own form: Jose Arcadio Buendia tied to his chestnut tree, Colonel Aureliano with his empty circle, Rebecca walled in her house, Amaranta with her black bandage. This solitude persists despite connections through love, sex, friendship, or shared purpose. García Márquez elevates personal solitude to cultural and historical levels. Macondo's isolation reflects Latin America's marginalization in global narratives, while its eventual absorption by outside forces mirrors the continent's colonial experience. While men pursue power and glory, Macondo's women wield subtler but equally potent forms of influence. Ursula, the indomitable matriarch, maintains family cohesion through sheer will, rebuilding after catastrophes and adapting even as blindness overtakes her. Amaranta embodies thwarted desire, wearing a black hand bandage symbolizing virginity after rejecting Pietro Crespi, who later commits suicide. Remedios the Beauty possesses an innocent yet destructive sensuality. Suitors fall through roofs while spying on her or die of lovesickness, while she remains oblivious. Her ascension to heaven while folding sheets stands as the novel's most striking magical realist image. Pilar Ternera, fortune teller and brothel owner who lives beyond 145 years, represents female sexuality unconstrained by social norms. Petra Cotes demonstrates how passion can be generative. During her relationship with Arellano II, her love magically causes his livestock to multiply. Through these women, desire functions as both connector and isolator, creating patterns that echo through generations as powerfully as the men's pursuit of war and knowledge. In a remarkable episode, Macondo suffers an insomnia plague that gradually erases memory. As sleeplessness spreads, people forget the names and functions of everyday objects. Aureliano labels everything. This is a cow. She must be milked every morning. But the effort fails as people forget how to read. This collective amnesia serves as a metaphor for historical forgetting. When José Arcadio Segundo witnesses the massacre of banana workers, he discovers history has been rewritten. Nothing happened. No one died. The town's acceptance of this lie parallels the insomnia plague's erasure of reality. Melquiades, the wonder-bringing gypsy, fights against forgetting through mysterious parchments containing the family's history written in Sanskrit. His room exists outside normal time. Objects remain dustless and light stays constant regardless of external conditions. The novel disorients readers with its treatment of time, compressing decades into moments. This cyclical view challenges Western notions of progress. Despite technological advances reaching Macondo, human nature remains unchanged, caught in repetitive patterns suggesting time may be circular rather than linear. The American Banana Company's arrival transforms Macondo entirely. What begins with Mr. Herbert examining a banana leads to massive change. The company creates a separate settlement with palm-lined streets, screened windows, and blue lawns behind electrified fencing, a physical manifestation of colonial separation. With godlike powers, the foreigners changed the pattern of the rains, accelerated the cycle of harvest, and moved the river, representing the exploitative relationship between corporations and developing nations. The conflict culminates in a massacre where thousands of protesting workers are gunned down by government forces protecting foreign interests. José Arcadio Segundo, the sole survivor, witnesses bodies being loaded onto a train bound for the sea, a literal erasure mirroring the official denial that violence occurred. The subsequent 4-year deluge carries biblical overtones of punishment. When rain finally stops, the banana company has vanished, leaving only abandoned buildings and decay. This pattern of exploitation followed by abandonment reflects the actual history of United Fruit Company in Colombia, with Garcia Marquez preserving a memory that official histories attempted to erase. In the novel's final chapters, Amaranta Ursula returns from Europe determined to restore Macondo and the Buendia house. Her energy temporarily brightens the decaying household as she scatters ants, revives roses, and whitewashes walls, though she cannot reverse the town's decline. She and Aureliano, unaware he's her nephew, begin a passionate affair that represents both the family's ultimate transgression and its most authentic expression of love. Their relationship features playful eroticism and genuine connection, unlike the solitude of previous generations. Amaranta Ursula's pregnancy brings brief hope. The child, the only one in a century engendered with love, seems to offer redemption. Yet this hope shatters when the infant is born with a pig's tail, the physical manifestation of the incest taboo Ursula had feared. After Amaranta Ursula dies from hemorrhaging, devastated Aureliano wanders through Macondo seeking connections to the past but finds only loss. Returning home to discover ants carrying away the infant's corpse, he finally deciphers Melquiades' parchments, which contain the complete Buendia family history written down to the most trivial details 100 years before they happened. As he reads, while a biblical hurricane destroys Macondo, he learns that races condemned to 100 years of solitude did not have a second opportunity on Earth. A revelation completing the cycle that defined the family's extraordinary century.